Call to order, roll call, Sean, Wilma.
Here.
Stacy. Absent, Jason.
Here.
Randy's running late. All right, subdivisions.
Let me share this real quick, please.
All right, salute pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Adam Free, swearing in a board member.
Okay. No, it's the real misspelled Komenek show. Wilma, you want to stand? Want to read?
Sure, do I need to? I, Wilma Komenek, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear and true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Thank you very much. Yay! Are you okay just signing off on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Excuse me, Sherry.
Yes.
Randy asked me, do we absolutely need her?
No, we're good.
We have a quorum, Jared.
It's no one.
Okay, I'll let her know.
Thank you.
So we don't have to do roll call then, right?
Correct.
Roll.
Woo! Look at you, right on that.
Yeah. Item 4, approval of agenda. Need a motion.
Motion to approve.
Need a second.
One second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So easy as that.
Yeah. Like the old days.
Yeah.
All right. Item 5, consent agenda. Same thing. Need a motion.
Motion to approve.
One second.
Any discussion on any of the items? Any questions? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Item 6, public comments. I don't see anybody. Is there anyone out there? We'll go with no. Item 7, reports. Board members, we'll start with Jason.
While I was telling Cherry, I guess the community school teamed up with my better half. They want to put a garden out here in the 23 by 36 foot section. And I measured it out. We can get 14 3 foot by 8 foot long garden beds. I wanted to do 4 by 8 to get the most out of the material, but I spoke with a friend that worked with kids with raised garden beds, and kids can't reach in 2 feet. So that made more sense. So I've got the lumber to do 7. So I'll get 7 built. We can get the lumber for the rest. I don't know. Trish is going to go pandering for materials somewhere.
Well, can I ask, will you just, you or Janice or someone, just do a sort of rough sketch? I'd love to send that to Nick to make sure it's not in a place where they're going to need to move equipment to be doing the construction or anything.
Yeah, no problem. It's a, you know where it's at, right?
I don't know.
So
oh, we can take a look at it.
That is going to be a problem because all of the electricity has to come through to that box out there.
Oh, they
got to get that's where you guys want to put it.
Yeah, they need
to so it may go out there. It may just have to happen post construction.
Or there's that space between those two classrooms right there.
Let's get done.
I don't know.
Where the pump
where the original spot is over here, it's a great spot. But if they got to tie into the main drop right there, that's not going to work.
I'm thinking that's because all the electricity is right there.
Yeah, well, it's the first I heard of this, so I guess.
Well, as you're talking about it, I'm thinking like, whoa, you know, I don't want trucks running over.
I didn't think about power, so. I went measured, looked at that, and found the farm to fork incubator grants, which I showed Miss Sherry here. School districts have to sign off to have other producers participate. It's a cool little thing where you can take field trips to farms, and the food is actually provided to the schools. But because separate producers can do it as well, but because we are a school, this is a perfect opportunity to write up a $250,000 grant to possibly fence an acre, throw up some greenhouses, or what, buy it. You could even buy a tractor. It's the most lenient grant there is out there. And I know several people that were awarded these. I've already did public access requests, so I've seen their full grant applications that are awarded. So kind of already have a clue on how, what needs to be said to do what. But this is a great opportunity to possibly kick something off over here on our property by the church and have a grant funded. And part of that, 30% can go towards administrative fees. So if we need to hire somebody to build something or do anything, that's all in the grant. It's a really cool grant. It's through the CDFA. Their opening round two is $60 million worth here in a minute. And found some parks and recreation grants as well that could possibly pay for our play structure story that's going on out here. I just sent those information over to Sherry tonight. That's about all I got.
Yeah, it'll be really exciting to dig into some of that because sounds good. But again, you could be thinking about the gardens in that area just after they're done doing, right?
For sure.
If you think that's the best spot.
Absolutely. I'll run it by, this is her show, so she just tells me what she wants me to do, Trish. So she teamed up with
Jim. Well, I thought you were pointing it out.
No, I mean my better half.
She's my boss telling me. She's in charge. Don't let anyone kid us.
Yeah, Trish teamed up with Janice, so I don't know. I'll talk with them.
But, yeah, that's good. I love that they want to do that as part of the community schools.
Oh, it'd be a great deal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anything, Wilma? All right, moving on to B.
Okay.
Executive Director.
I want you all know I signed closing papers on Friday. Yeah. Yay! That's kind of exciting. However, we don't have the paper signed by the seller yet. USDA required a resolution by Fort Sage to identify who was going to be their signers. And they did it just before Keith Tomes left. So on the resolution, it said Keith Tomes, superintendent, or their current board president. And now that we have a new superintendent, they would prefer the new superintendent or the interim superintendent sign. So we now have to wait till after their March board meeting to get that new resolution.
They're amendable to sign if they're new. All right.
Hey, I'm still holding my breath, okay? Yeah. I want to splash this everywhere that we're going to close because I know people, I'm sure people in the community are like, yeah, sure, someday we're going to have a gymnasium. But at least our side of the documentation is completed and yay for that, right?
Yeah.
I can focus on some other things. I'm super excited about the classified grant. We really have a good number of staff who are paras that are going, have started or are going to start working on their bachelor's to become teachers. Mm-hmm. And this is some dollars that are helping. I worked more with WGU. They've been really wanting to visit and have conversations about how they can improve their program and do more outreach to rural California. And, you know, we talked through some issues. But they are offering some additional grants now that we've signed a partnership agreement with them. They can offer any of our staff because what they want, two of these colleges, also something called Reach University, which is out in the Bay Area. They have a program where somebody can be earning their bachelor's degree and they charge them $75 a month.
What?
They get all kinds of monies and that's what they do because this was established purely for the fact that there's such a teacher shortage in the Bay Area. They're trying to get their paras. So they developed this whole para to teacher. And now they're looking to spread it out throughout other areas. So just super excited that we have several staff members going. And that's how we're going to make it.
That's huge.
Huge.
Wow. Are we doing finance report this?
So yes, because we're doing second interim budget. So that's she right, is right. scheduled, Genevieve is scheduled for six, so a few more minutes.
Okay, we'll just skip for a minute. Program reports are submitted in writing. Are there any questions for Sherry? No, okay. We'll go down to 8A, intervention planning. Did you want to cover those, Sherry?
No.
Information items?
Did I leave off yours? I don't see the report on the iReady piece.
I didn't even have a chance to look at the agenda this week, so.
Oh my gosh.
I'm okay.
Sorry, we're going to make that C.
No worries.
So I want to introduce you to our new staff member, Kathy Putke. We hired her as the intervention administrator, and she's just really come in and kicked butt, I think. Really supporting Whitney and Misty on having a great intervention program. And part of our designation that I mentioned last time about being this additional targeted support and improvement, we have to have a plan for how we're going to improve. And Kathy's written something up, so I'm hoping she would talk a little bit about what we're doing and what the plan says. And
sure. Hi, everyone. I am just excited to be a part of Long Valley Charter Schools. I think it's just an incredible opportunity for me. And thank you. So I came on board and worked with Whitney and Misty to talk about what they wanted to see for their classroom-based learning program. And the intervention is for the students who are not yet at grade level academically. And so they are getting targeted instruction and interventions in addition to their quality core instruction that is happening daily in the classrooms. And so they are at the classroom at in the classroom-based school at Doyle. They are getting 4 times a week for 30 to 45 minutes focused intervention with either the paraprofessional or their teacher. And it's targeted lessons. Right now we're it was identified that math was a stronger need. And so looking at the iReady results, I narrowed down to just really focusing on number and operations concepts and algebra for lessons for students who were 2 years below grade level and 1 year below grade level as well. Students who were at, who were met or had met or exceeded grade level expectations are working on kind of project-based or independent learning during that time, during those small group intervention that happens throughout the school Monday through Thursday, which is, I think, is exciting. Also for the progress monitoring of this at Doyle, they teachers meet in on Fridays in their collaborative groups to reflect and kind of make sure that what they're the lessons that they're providing is helping meet the targets. And then today, we turned on the growth monitoring for iReady, and students were the below the 2 years below grade level students took kind of this growth monitoring to see if what we're doing in the intervention will carry them up to kind of get them back on target towards grade level. For the I've been working with Sherry for kind of reviewing what's happening at the independent study sites. And on March 17th, we're going to be having the professional learning day and giving those teachers and staff at those school sites an opportunity to talk about ways to improve their weekly one-to-one meetings that they have with their students to kind of start providing more targeted lessons. Any questions?
Are you using a specific intervention plan?
So the intervention plan is, it is based on iReady lessons. So iReady gives back a report where it puts kids into instructional groupings. And then based on those instructional groupings, it gives ideas for targeted lessons. And so I took those targeted lessons and kind of created an Excel spreadsheet for, and then based on each week, the instructors have opportunities to work with kids on those lessons. In addition, I did pull from our Teachers Pay Teachers program and made suggestions as to what kind of good lessons that was a little bit more hands-on.
I want to just add, within iReady, you know the kids work online on iReady, but the other thing that we buy from iReady is something called the Teacher Toolbox. And so for every possible lesson, there is a scripted lesson, practice, all that kind of stuff that can be printed out on paper. So that is, you know, the kids aren't sitting there working on iReady.
Right, right.
Lessons from that data bank.
They're scripted lessons that the teachers are performing in these small groups. Most of the groups are 4 to 5 students. It's really targeted. It's a time for these teachers also and students to build relationships and kind of pump them up, giving them areas that they can feel successful in.
Is there questions?
Are we going to look at the iReady scores? I have a couple questions about it.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm excited you're here, Kathy.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to bounce back to Genevieve for finance report.
There you are.
Here I am. Good evening, everyone. I trust you have a packet, but I'm going to go ahead and share screen. And this evening, we're going to be covering your second interim budget. And basically, it's an update from the first interim, which you had approved and reviewed back in December. We'll start with Long Valley School. And these few next pages will be a narrative on each of the categories of your budget. And so I will not read them verbatim, but I will go straight to the numbers itself, which will then also cover the narrative. This is the income statement for Long Valley School. And for this particular budget cycle, we are projecting a decrease in your enrollment by 6 from 245 at first interim to 239. And your ADA is going from 230.30 to 224.66. Having those numbers, then we would then retabulate what your LCFF calculator calculates for your revenues. We also update any of your other state revenues, local revenues, et cetera, based on these new projections and any updated numbers that we receive. So overall, you see a $107,000 decrease in your projected revenues for this year. And down here in your expenses, there's been modifications as well in the various categories, salaries and benefits, a little bit of an increase in your book supplies and materials, and your services. We've also made some adjustments to your long-term interest expense, based on when the closing will be in terms of where the interest expense was back in first interim compared to second. So overall, as you know from the first interim, we had some one-time funds that we have to recognize this year. So I went ahead and still showed what those numbers would end up being as your net revenues without those new grants and with the new grants. So we are ending this year at $584,234, which is a reduction of almost $65,000 from first interim overall. I also wanted to note that you have here your January year-to-date actual numbers, so you can see how you're tracking next two budgets. And this is your bottom line as of January 31st for Long Valley. your fund balance has changed since the first interim, because now we have audited numbers. And so in case you were wondering why the beginning balance is different, that is the reason for that. So this is now your audited fund balance starting point and your new net revenues, which will bring you to $4.1 million on your fund balance by the end of this year, projected. The next few pages goes through the detail of your expenses line by line, by what we call object codes over here, so that you can see where all of the actual changes are happening category by category. I will not take the time to do that line by line. You can do that at your convenience. But you will see the same net bottom line here, as we had mentioned previously, as well as your fund balance. For your enrollments, based on where you are right now, projected at 239. For the next 2 years, we're projecting a little bit of an increase for each of the out years, from 239 to 250, and then 260 2 years from now. And therefore, we calculated your multi-year projections based on these numbers, both enrollment and ADA, which brings me to the next page. You will see here. So this is the current year that we are projecting. There's that 584. And then starting next year, your one-time grants that we had to recognize this year will go away, but your expenses are still there for the next 2 to 6 years, potentially. And so that is going to be something that we'll see how that plays out. But given the projections right now, we're seeing about a $37,000 net profit for next year. And then we'll have a decrease here to a deficit of about $150,000. It is 2 years out, so obviously things change all the time. So we still had a chance to determine what we want to do next. However, as of this moment, these are our projections for your next 2 out years. Which brings us to the cash flow. So for this current year, with those numbers in place, we project your cash balance to be at about $3 million, giving you 305 days in cash per Long Valley. And you will see that to be somewhat similar for the year after, ending at 3.1 million and days in cash at 312. Any questions before I proceed to Thompson Peak?
Are we going to be $150,000 in the hole?
So,
that's the one thing that grabbed me.
Right. So let's just, right now we have a fund balance that is crazy, that the state's not probably happy with us for. You're only supposed to have like 10, 20% tops for your reserve. Mm-hmm. The fact that we're at like 119%, we have to start working our way down. We're going to use some of it right now with the construction, but then it's going to be okay to have a couple of years where we're deficit spending because we have that huge fund balance.
Okay, so that's going to be okay.
It's going to be absolutely okay. And we're going to have to take it down a little bit as we go. Otherwise, we're going to be,
I was wondering because it was 300 bucks.
I know. I'm glad you noticed that.
How many people for 300 days cash on hand to minus 150 grand in the
fund? It's just.
Well, it wasn't. We were spending 150.
That was the revenue. Use the right DMFs for you.
Don't be learning that.
Well, showing the 2425 that we might be in the hole 150.
Something you're in the hole, you're not getting that money that year.
We will take in $150,000 less than we spend.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's where I'm like, wait a minute.
That
okay.
Big fund balance is still there.
Gotcha.
Yes. The fund balance is still there, like Sherry mentioned, and she's correct. Any other questions?
Thanks, Genevieve.
If not, we'll proceed to Thompson Peak. And similarly, you will have a narrative here for that school, which I will not go line by line. Let's go straight to the income statement so you have a big overview. Once again, here is your budget changes from first interim to second interim. In this case, we are projecting an increase in your enrollment from 143 at first interim to 149, an increase of 6. Hence your ADA as well will do likewise from 137.28 to 143.04. All of these changes translates to an increase in revenues after we retabulated your LCFF calculator and any other changes to those updates, an increase of just under $81,000 in your overall revenues. We've also made some changes to your expenses, as you can see here, the majority of it being in your salaries and benefits. So at this point, you have decreased your expenses by roughly $38,000, giving you a net bottom line of $427,000, including your one-time monies that we talked about previously for the other school. This is an overall gain of just under $120,000 between your first interim and your second interim. We have also provided you with the audited fund balance here, in which case for this school, it did not change. So your unaudited and your audited remain the same. You will also see the actual numbers year to date as of January, and you have an income of $95,144 actual dollars for January 31st. Once again, the detail of your income statement so that you can see line by line where those changes are reflected. And for your enrollment, for your out years, your multi-year projections, we are budgeting 149 this year and increasing it to 157 for next year and 164 for the year after. So roughly about 5 per year. And in tabulating those enrollment numbers in ADA, this is your projected income statement for the next 2 future years. Once again, next year, those one-time funds will have to go away. So your net profit here will be projected at $154,000 going to $127,000 2 years from now. In your cash flow, given those numbers, once again, Thompson Peak is projected to have a $1.7 million cash balance by the end of this year, giving you 307 days in cash for this particular school. And once again, you'll see similarly for the year after, 1.9, just under 2 million, and 331 days in cash for the next out year. Any questions on this school?
I hear no questions on this side, Genevieve.
Awesome. Well, I propose that with an agreement that we approve the second meeting of the both schools.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks much.
Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good evening.
All right, backing up to item 8B, grow our own.
And that was, I started talking about our classified staff members and helping them, you know, become teachers, which they need a bachelor's degree. So we have that classified grant. We have the WGU, Western Governors University, is working out some scholarships for us. I'm inviting staff to create a little committee called Grow Your Own, so that we can really keep providing information, providing support and encouragement, because it's not easy to work full-time and then school full-time for sure. So we want them to be successful.
Okay.
And then can we talk about those iReady scores? Because this is where I intended to do it. May I? It was actually part of my report. Somehow I split it out. It was part of my report. Okay. So in your packet, if you wanted to look at it, it's on page 55, but I'm going to share a screen and put this up here. Share screen like that. Oh, you're not seeing it because I did something silly. I'm sharing. You got to can't see
that. That's the page. I had a question.
It's not showing up there for you guys.
Can you drag it over maybe
thank you.
To this that's, one? I don't know. We'll try
that's,
that.
That's what I can do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Sarah, Kathy, and I have been pulling all kinds of information to try to drill down your question that you had asked a few months ago, Sean. You know, how do we know? Are we showing growth?
Right.
And Sherry has been asking us as well, so it's been great. So we finally found a report within iReady that gives us a decent amount of information for our first through eighth grade students. High school, we don't have that information because of the lessons and how they report. So we're still trying to find out how we can show that growth. We have a meeting with iReady later this month to drill down that information a bit more. So Sarah came up and pulled these graphs per location to show where our students are at, how they're making progress. So there's a growth monitoring report within iReady that if they get to 100% on their typical growth, that is equivalent to a year's worth of growth from where they started at with their diagnostic. And then their stretch growth, which is in the blue, that is getting closer to more of the grade level kind of standards. So for our students that are multi-grade levels below, it's getting them closer to where they need to be. So if at mid-year we've had students, if they've hit 50%, they're on track to make 100% or, you know, years worth of growth in a school year. We have some kids that have really excelled and are a couple 100% over, and then some that are not quite so much there. So it breaks down. Doyle is at the very top, and it's from the first diagnostic to the second. And
when it says a half year's growth or more, it doesn't differentiate because within between the two tests is a half a year.
Mm-hmm.
So they're staying the same, the ones that are half a year. So how many are beyond that? It doesn't really break it down.
Would you like a more detailed view of that? We were trying to give you a simplified overview, but I can pull.
It's just showing that.
So our question was, who's making, are they making growth?
Yes.
This green chart is saying they are on track. I wanted to know, in a semester, did they make a semester's worth of growth?
They did.
Those kids did.
Yes.
So they stayed the same at least.
I'm not sure why you're saying they stayed the same.
So in a half a year, you should have grown a half a year anyways.
Correct.
So the gap closing is what I'm seeing.
Right. So the kids who, then we look at this other stretch goal.
And where's that at?
That's the blue one right next to it. So we're looking apples to apples. We're looking at Doyle reading.
And Doyle math.
Doyle math.
The next page has the stretch.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This is what I have a question on.
The second page has the stretch.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we're looking at Doyle reading, Doyle math.
Yeah.
Just the semester.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Their regular growth.
And I'm not meaning you guys up. I'm just trying to.
No,
thank you. It's been a long day, Sean. I need help with the
fine
print. So now here's the stretch growth question.
Okay.
So
explain one more time, Whitney, what stretch growth
is. So stretch growth is getting closer to the grade level content that they should be at.
Okay.
So let's say a fifth grader, fifth grader's testing at a second grade level. If they're making progress on their stretch growth, it's getting them closer up to the state.
So they have surpassed a half a year's of learning.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Right. And I think it seems to me like students would be like on a 3-year trajectory. So
yeah, it'll take time.
It's going to take 1 point something year each year. So that's what you're seeing when you're seeing over.
You got
half.
About 40% that are closing the gap.
Right.
And if it says less than a quarter is your stretch growth, that they're still at, they still got their half a year plus a quarter. like on the left hand side.
Right.
The grid. Well, actually, the bottom, it'd be the bottom. 40-year stress grows 17%.
So, stretch growth and typical growth, they measure differently. So, the typical is just within that year, and the stretch is getting it closer. So, I don't know if we can compare it.
Okay.
You know, that's same way.
It looks like they made their half plus a quarter.
Yeah, we had quite a few students do very well on their typical growth. So making progress within right. their, you know, kind of grade level band. But then with the stretch growth, we want to see more kids getting there.
40% is pretty good.
And what, that's towards stretch growth. So kids who are on grade level have a stretch goal also that take them further.
Get past grade level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And according to this, weren't we behind further in math than we were in reading? And we're closing the gap big time. Is that kind of what this chart is saying, that they're
closing
more in math than they are in reading at correct. This particular moment. Okay.
Right.
And math has been, like Kathy had mentioned, math has been our focus for the classroom-based intervention. We didn't want to start with both reading and math because we threw a lot at the staff and the students. But we definitely will look at how we can integrate, you know, reading into the program. But the kids are really, they're enjoying it, actually.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd say that for some of our kids, but they moaned and groaned at first. But having the small groups and being able to work on the skills that they're struggling with everybody else that's struggling with that has made a huge difference. And some of our kiddos who aren't super engaged or, you know, don't volunteer are pretty active within the groups and, you know, participating. And now we just hope they'll do this on state testing. So,
good deal.
Yes.
It's good news.
Thank you.
All right. Can we go to item 9? We're good.
Move on.
We're going to NASCAR this. You guys ready?
You can do it, Sean.
All right, discussion of possible action regarding approval of the second interim budget. I need a motion.
Motion.
I need a second. I'll second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of the academic intervention plan. I will go ahead and make that motion.
I'll second.
I'll second. I think it's a great plan.
That's your second. Oh. Any discussion? You think it's a great plan?
I think it's a great plan.
All those in favor?
I won't say why.
Okay. Item C, discussion of possible action regarding approval of additional staff, PE or art teacher for Doyle. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second? I'll second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. This item D is very important. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of the second mental health therapist to better serve both schools. I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All right. Any discussion?
I think it's great we'll have somebody here 3 days a week.
I need to.
I would really like that plan, especially after the community school. That's what they wanted. I think we're delivering right after what the community asked for. It's awesome.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item E, discussion and possible action regarding approval of policy 5013, administration of medications and health emergencies. Is there a motion?
All motion.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Item F, discussion and possible action regarding approval of revised policy 6210, special populations. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Just curious to why we needed a 10-page thing on this.
Because the law changed?
It's that serious. I read it. And I said, what in the heck?
We used to have a foster youth policy.
Right.
That was 5 pages. Now they have added several different classes of students who are now going to qualify for the special coverage. And they, you know, they use that whole mobile student population.
But that's why.
Yes.
Yeah. To break down the definition of each one. Yeah, I was reading it. This is great. Okay. Yeah. Lost.
Anything else? Yeah, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Item G, discussion and possible action regarding approval of capacity limits for the 23-24 school year. And I need a motion.
I'll motion.
I need a second.
I'll second.
I didn't catch this one. Can you explain this one to me? You're usually pretty good.
That's right. So in our charter, it says that you will set the annual capacity limits each year. Because we're going to open up enrollment and we need to know how many students we can have. And so I meet with the staff and we looked at who we have. If we don't have a limit, then we can't say, oh, we're full. With a limit, we can say, oh, we're full.
Did we change the limit?
We upped it a little bit.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Nobody's looking out for it?
It was with everybody's. It was
all, okay. Uh-huh. All right. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Take a short break and go into closed session.
Okay. So, Stephanie, you're leaving. You have nobody there to worry about. So, take care. All right. I can put everyone else in a room.
I'm going to go back to my office.
Okay.
Call me and
I'll try to remember this time. You're out. Okay. Just give them a chance to come back in. It takes like 15 seconds or something.
Classified documents in the garage.
You don't have a Corvette anymore.
I don't anymore. You're right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was so loud.
Everybody back. Oh, let me get Whitney. I forgot about
She's unforgettable.
Okay. She's going to gather her stuff.
And your camera's off. I don't know if you're aware.
The camera's off?
Well, I see a black screen when I'm looking at you.
You're just going to have to black screen because I don't know that I have the capacity to figure it out right now.
Okay, we have one reportable action. We offered 33 certificated and 30 classified positions for the 23-24 school year. And we reported out at closed session. What time was it, Chair?
6:34.
Mm-hmm. Future items, California Healthy Kids Survey Report. Do you guys have anything to add?
Nope.
Okay, we will adjourn this meeting at 6:35.
Aren't you glad you came all the way back there?
Oh, I smell.
Thank you, everybody. We're waving at you, even though you can't see us.
Since Misty's out, I'm principal in charge.
Wow.